The United Nations designated March 22nd as World Water Day to draw attention to a global shortage of fresh water. Meanwhile, a youth development nonprofit launched an international water monitoring campaign in Key Biscayne this morning in honor of World Water Day. About 125 fifth graders from different schools in South Florida participated. Reporter Amanda Rabinez takes a closer look.
All right, let me some nets. Let me see some nets.
At the Biscayne Nature Center, the students at Citrus Elementary School are getting a glimpse of a pipefish. It's hard to tell who's more excited, the kids or Nature Center guide Dr. Julian Zaragoza.
It's a male. See the male? This is a little pouch that's right here. See the little things inside there? Those are the eggs.
The kids are in knee-deep water, all geared up with nets and water testing kits.
They kind of feel like chemists and little scientists doing these different tests, and that's number one. And two, a lot of kids think water is just there for them to swim in, or they turn a tap on and clean water is there, and that's not really always the case.
That's Sarah Pawinski. She oversees the Earth Eco's Youth Outreach Program. Their campaign, the Earth Eco Water Challenge, asks citizens to contribute to a worldwide water research database. The first step is asking them to monitor their own water sources. The test kits the kids are using measure a water sample's temperature, pH, and oxygen levels, as well as clarity.
Those are four very basic parameters that give you an idea of indicator of how healthy or not healthy an ecosystem really is.
Philippe Cousteau Jr. was the featured guest. He co-founded Earth Eco with his sister.
Air, really, really important, right? Without it, we're in trouble. What's the number two?
Water.
Water, right? Like, how long can you survive without water?
The underwater explorations of his grandfather, Jacques Cousteau, led to the invention of some of the equipment used by today's scuba divers. I'm Amanda Rabinez in Miami.